Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And then people brag in our society. They brag about being a complicated person. I'm complex. I know it, and not everybody appreciates that. But there's more to me than what you see. I'm confused. That's the word you're looking for. I'm complicated, you know, and people don't understand. No, what you are is confused and wavering and unstable. Oh, but when the Word of God is your final authority, and when the Lord has told you something, either through the written book or by His Spirit, you say, that's it. That's it. Nothing else to consider. Then you don't get confused, because you don't consider all the other stuff. Hallelujah. I like the simple life. I like not having a barbed wire entanglement of junk in my head. Amen. I like knowing who I am and who I ain't. What I am and what I ain't. We knew there was a move coming in our spirit. I mean, in our ministry back, you know, what, 3 or 4 years ago. We knew it. It had come up so many times. We thought about going to this place. And we thought about going to this other place. Several good reasons why. But when we got it in our heart, Branson, which was not on the list, then there ain't no need in looking in South Florida anymore. There's no need in looking in California. You see what I'm saying? There are some men said, yeah, but you know, the economy here and the population here. And see, people try to make it complicated because you got to take all these things into consideration. No, you don't. When you've heard from God, that's it. That's it. Forget the rest of it. Don't burden your head with the rest of it. Don't take up any more time with the rest of it. Amen. Just recently, Phyllis and I have been believing for a jet that you could fly a single pilot that was operate short field and inexpensive to operate. For years. We've sown seed for years. Years. And I got magazines. My guys can tell you, dear me, I have read articles, and I'd go through and look and look and look. When Jesse and I got to talking, and I had the witness of the Spirit, and he had the witness of the Spirit, I said, that's it. Put up the magazines. Had to put them away and throw up. Why? I'm through. Did you hear me? Somebody said, yeah, but there's thousands of people. Not for me. Not for me. Yeah, but there's others that have this and have that. Mm-mm. No. Once you got the witness, that's it. This is my airplane. Amen. It's what I'm going to focus on. Yeah, but there's always something better. And there's no. There's the will of God. And then there's everything else. I have chosen the will of God. Amen. And I don't have to consider everything else. We live in the information age. And there's a thing called info glut. I'm telling you can do a search on the internet. It'll come back with 11 million hits. And you are dumb if you go through them. And waste all your time. We live in a society that's always going, I got 190 channels, but aren't there some others? There's always looking for something else. Let me see, what's wrong with that? A lot. That's why we have a nation and a world full of unstable, wavering, vacillating Christians. church hoppers. We'll try this. I don't think they have strong enough move. Let's try this. Well, I don't know. I want more miracles. Let's try this. Well, I don't know about this. They don't have this program like that. Let's try this. Let's try this. Never grow up. Amen. Never put roots. Never get fed. Never develop. Always looking for this. Changing spouses like they change clothes. Mm-mm. When you've heard from God. I said, when you've heard from God, you got it. Consider nothing else. Right? Amen. There's a lot of stuff you're better off not even hearing about. What if Eve, who was beguiled, what if she'd have said, you know, when the devil said that, she said, no, I don't even want to hear that. I don't, God told me this. You shut up. Let's get out of here. Right? Well, we'd all still be in the garden. Right? What if you and I wouldn't consider all the devil's options? It's a popular word of his, isn't it? Alternate. Alternate. Alternate position. Alternate lifestyle. Alternate. If you're a Christian and the Word of God is your authority, there is no other Jesus. There is no other gospel. There is no other way. So we're not confused because there's no choice. In closing, go back please to 1 Kings. This is important today. This can solve some things that have been tormenting some people. 1 Kings 13. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I won't read the whole thing for time's sake, but it is the story of a man who was a prophet, a young man who was a prophet, whom the Lord sent to cry against the ungodliness and idolatry of a backslid people. And he did. And supernaturally, God confirmed his word. And the king, after messing up big time and then repenting and actually had to get healed over his rebellion, he tried to get this man of God, in verse 7, to come home with him. The king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself and I will give you a reward. Well, he's the king. This probably meant a lot of money. The man of God said to the king, if you'd give me half your house, I will not go in with you. Neither will I eat bread or drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that you came. Is he confused about this? No, he is not. He's talking to the king, the sovereign of the land, who's able to make him rich. And he says, no, I don't care if you offer me half of everything you got. I am not coming home with you. I am not having a meal with you because the Lord specifically told me don't. So, no, bye. And he turned and was, like the Lord said, going home a different way than he came. Good. He's doing good. Is he being led? Yes. Yes, he is. Verse 11. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, and the words which he had spoken to the king. Them they told to their father, and their father said to him, which way did he go? And for his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said to his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God, and he found him sitting under an oak. And he said to him, are you the man of God that came from Judah? And he said, I am. He said to him, come home with me and eat bread. Now let's just stop right here. Why did he want this particular thing? Why come home with me and eat? Why? Do you understand that even Christians, if they're not right and thinking right, they can yield to the enemy and be used of the enemy to try to influence people wrongly? The man's a prophet, but there are indications that he hadn't been too close to God, if you read the whole story. And I think this is one thing. He sees somebody that really is being used of God, and he's gotten cold, and he wants to try to get some of what they got or get involved in it some way. Come eat with me. The Lord didn't tell us this person like he did this man, but are you confused about what he should tell him now? What should he tell him? Well, what did he tell him? He said, I may not return with you, nor go in with you, neither will I eat bread or drink water with you in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, you shall eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that you came. I mean, he quoted it just like he did the first time. He knows exactly what the Lord told him to do and not to do. And he tells him again, I ain't going. And he said, the old prophet said, I am a prophet also as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord. And he said, bring him back with you to your house that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. Oh, man. I mean, exactly disobeyed. Did the exact opposite of what God told him to do. And it came to pass that while he was sitting at the table, that the word of the Lord came to the prophet that brought him back and cried to the man of God and said, thus says the Lord, for as much as you've disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, you came back, you ate bread and drunk water in the place which the Lord did say to you, eat no bread, drink no water, your carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of your fathers. It came to pass after he ate the bread and he drank, he saddled the donkey, and while he was gone, a lion met him and killed him. Was that the perfect will of God? Certainly not. What happened here? Now listen to me carefully. What did this man? This man was a believer in Jehovah. He was a prophet. But he missed it. And he lied. And he said, an angel appeared to me. And the word of the Lord told me the opposite of what he told you. So he changed what he told you. No. Nope. Listen to me. When you get something in your heart, God tells you clearly, don't you let anybody come along and say, yea, thus saith the Lord. You don't have to do that anymore. I've heard from the Lord too, and I had a vision, and you're released from that. You know, listen. You don't want to wind up in judgment. When the Lord's told you something, don't you back off of it. Don't you change it. Because of somebody's prophecy or somebody's tongue and interpretation or somebody's vision. Because the enemy tries to work through these areas. And even sometimes they are believers, but they just miss it. And they have wrong motives that make them open and susceptible to deception. Like this man. Do not, after you've heard from the Lord, do not let somebody talk you out of it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steadfastness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-222. That's R-222, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.